Arthur McMahon, suppose first question is, why the Ram?
Well, I suppose because it's there, but everybody says that about, you know, whether it be climbing Everest or doing or running a marathon or whatever it happens to be. But I guess our group has got some experience in doing ultra cycles. So we've done our local event, which is the fantastic Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra Race. And most of our group have been involved with the race around Ireland. And so this is an event just that you just don't get the opportunity to do more than once in a lifetime, I don't think. And I guess there's a point in time where, you know, the sponsorship becomes available and you feel as though your cycling has reached a point where you can probably handle it. You know, maybe the kids have grown up a bit. And so there's a sort of a window that opens every now and again when you think, let's go for it. And you're scared that if you don't take the opportunity when it presents itself, that the window will close and you never get the chance to do it.
Jason Blackstone, he had to qualify to do it because he's going solo. What did yous have to do to get an entry for Ram?
We had to pay the entry fee. So the truth is there's no qualification required for a four-man team. Yeah. And, you know, it's a substantial entry fee. But I just need to tell you that this event is not possible. I mean, there's a vast, vast sum of money involved in getting a team to the start line, get them through the event and get them home again. But we have tremendous sponsors, and our main sponsor is Circle K, a brand, I guess, that people aren't particularly familiar with in Ireland right now. But effectively what's going to happen over the next year or so is that the Topaz brand in Ireland will metamorphosize into a brand called Circle K. And so, you know, the rollout in Ireland starts in at the end of the spring or at the early part of the summer. And, you know, Circle K we're delighted, you know, are a very, very generous sponsor of ours. Circle K is basically a brand owned by a Canadian company, which is the biggest presence in the United States. And so it's a perfect fit, really. It's a new brand for Ireland, a brand that's already established in the States. And we couldn't do this event without them. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. So what's the training going on until now over the between now and the actual race itself?
Well, the team of four of us, the four-person team that's going to do Race Across America is Jared Callaghan, Gavin Harris, Porrig McGinty and myself. And so Jared and I are both going to do the race in March. That's 3 or 4 weeks away. And so we're flat out running and kayaking and climbing mountains and things, whereas Porrig and Gavin are just riding the bike. And really, you know, for Jared and I, once we get the race out the way, then it's just concentrating the bike. We've got some, lot of training to do, really, but it's really around riding the bike and doing some cross training when the weather's so bad at the minute that, you know, really you've got to be careful on the bike not to put yourself out in the frost or snow, because, you know, a fall anytime on the bike is bad, but when there's so much ahead this season that we really need to be careful just when you take your training opportunities.
Yeah. How difficult an event is it? You're going from one coast to the other. Can you put it into some sort of perspective of the challenge that lies ahead for you and what you're going to have to do in training to sort of meet that challenge?
Well, in a nutshell, Ram starts on the west coast of the States in Southern California in a place called Oceanside, finishes in Annapolis in Maryland, so really that's in the vicinity of Washington, D.C. So that's 5,000 kilometres or ballpark 3,000 miles. And that's, you know, that shouldn't be beyond us. The difficulty is that within that 3,000 miles, there are two deserts, the Rocky Mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, and the Great Plains in between. And so what we really face is, in the deserts, we face 45 degrees of heat and relentless sun. The highest point that we've got to cycle over in the Rockies is 10,000 feet. So, you know, the air's pretty thin up there at the best of times, but when you've got to cycle a bike over the Wolf Creek Pass, then that's a big challenge. That's why we've got Jared Callaghan. And
he's been elevated then to team leader.
He's a climbing leader. And then when we get onto the plains, the thing about Ireland, cycling a bike in Ireland, and particularly Donegal, is that you're never going in one direction for very long. Whereas in the plains, the road will be flat and straight for maybe 60 miles at a time. And that, you know, that's really going to get into our heads where, you know, you've got to, it's hard to stay concentrated for that length of time. And so, you know, the danger is that if you get the strategy wrong, even in the first part of the race, so the race should take around 7 days, 7.5 days maybe. But if you get the strategy wrong in the first part of the race, the possibility is if somebody gets heat stroke in 45 degrees of heat in the desert, then you're down to three cyclists. And then you're leaning even more heavily on those three cyclists. And then if you lose another cyclist, well, you may look for the boat home, really, because I can't see that working. You know, we're not planning to be on the bike for 12 hours a day.
Who makes the call about the strategy?
So that really comes down to the team, you know, the support crew. And truthfully, you know, we're just assembling our support crew at the minute. And we have, I think, we, you know, we'll end up, we still probably have a slot or two to fill on that. But we've got the majority of our support crew figured out at this stage. But, you know, the cycling the bike, Oisin, is the easiest bit of this, because all the cyclist has to do is get on the bike when they're told to get on the bike, eat when they're told to eat, drink when they're told to drink, and ride the bike.
Yeah.
And that's all they have to do. The hardest bit is the crew's job, which is navigating cycling welfare, you know, cyclists' welfare, and, you know, keeping the whole show on the road, really. The strategy in terms of, you know, when to rotate cyclists on and off the bike.
Can you get sucked into that competition environment? Yes, you want to finish it and go from one side of America to the other. Yeah. How big a danger is it that you, that the competition is going to be there? You want to keep pace with some of the boys that's in front of you, and that can have a detrimental effect back to that strategy again.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So at the minute, we think there are about 22 four-person teams in this race. And, you know, if you get into... Look, we're all going to have different... all cyclists are going to have input into the strategy that we develop, but there are 22 teams to compete against. And if we get into a race from the flag drops, then the danger is that you're racing through the desert and over the mountains to start, and you could be absolutely done for in 36 hours. And so, you know, there's no good trying to drag yourselves across the remaining 5 days, because it just would be a siege, terrible sort. So we talked about this in a team meeting this morning, where the idea, we think, is that we've got to start gently. Nobody ever says, I started off too slowly. So we can easily fall into the trap of starting off too quickly. And we found this in Race Around Ireland when we did that 2 or 3 years ago, that it's very easy to get sucked into a race. In Race Around Ireland, that took 3 days and 8 hours for our four-person team. So this is, you know, a good bit more than twice as long. But the conditions will be much, much harsher on this. So it's a real difficult thing. And I think, you know, we want to acquit ourselves well. We won't get the opportunity to do this again. So we want to come back having left everything out there. But we want to make sure we get four cyclists to the end. That's really important.
Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to do this, but it's no holiday, is it, Arthur?
Anybody that gets invited to come on this and comes on it and is expecting to have a holiday has got a big rude awakening. We expect to, if we can get finished on schedule, and that's a big if, then I think we probably have about 2 or 3 days of downtime on the East Coast Estates, because, you know, we've had to book the flight. The flights are booked and everything, and so you don't want to book the flights and then not be finished in time. But there'll be a couple or 3 days of downtime when we get finished, and that's the holiday. But that's all, really.
Yeah.
It's all work.
There's a real Northwest Donegal flavour here. We'll have to mention the other two guys. Jason Black is qualified as a solo, but he is going two-team with a man we know very well, Joe Barr, who's another phenomenal athlete. But just be keeping very close tabs on each other and seeing how the Donegal men across the border are going through it, Arthur.
Yeah. It's funny, really, because... the absolute truth about how we came about, how this came about, was year before last, yeah, Jason was riding the race across Italy, yeah. And I was keeping close tabs on it, and talking to Boyd Robinson, who was his crew chief for that, and I just knew, in my heart and soul that Jason was going to get finished and finish within the Ram qualification time. And, you know, he had been there the year before and didn't get it done, but I just knew he was going to do it last year. And so I had crewed for Jason on the race around Ireland, and I said to myself, you know, the only... What could happen here is that, you know, maybe if Jason qualifies to do race across America as a solo, then he may ask me to crew for him. I was by no means guaranteed, but that was a possibility. Yeah. And I sort of said to myself, I'm too young to crew all the time. I quite fancy having a rattle at that race across America myself. So I said, the only way that I can say no with confidence to crewing for Jason is that I have to say the reason I can't crew for you is because I'm doing it myself in a four-man team. So I had, by the time Jason got back from Italy, I had gathered up a four-man team. And so that's I can confidently say I'm not crewing for Jason this year because I'm doing it myself. But I think it's fantastic for cycling. For ultra cycling, it's fantastic for Donegal. It's great for, you know, Jason and Joe and all the guys in our team that there are two groups of us going out, and we'll do our best to help them out, and they'll look out for us. And there may be occasions when we can help them, but to be honest with you, we're expecting they're going to take a bit of chasing down because they're two fantastic athletes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, just finally, we'll touch on Team Donegal Oil. You launched it a number of years ago. It's going to be another busy year for the team because you're involved in various different events other than the Ram.
Yeah, yeah. The one that springs straight to mind is last year we had a team of eight novices in the Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra, a 555-kilometre bike race around Donegal. That's one that Sean Stewart and Sean McFadden organise. And so that was a tremendous success. The guys that participated in that as part of Team Donegal Oil had a great time. And this year we've just changed the idea around ever so slightly. And so we've got a group of novice lady cyclists who will be part of the Team Donegal Oil entry in the Atlantic Way Ultra this year. So they're all training away like mad, and they've got a Facebook group that they share their training, you know, tips and notes and so on from. And once the weather improves a little bit, we'll select the team of eight, and we know that those who are unsuccessful will help crew the girls. But the thing is, we'll be away in the States doing Ram while that's going on. So they'll be keeping an eye on us and we'll be keeping an eye on them.
Yeah. Well, listen, the best of luck with the training. And I'm sure we'll be speaking near the time in June when it comes to the Ram. But it's an exciting time for you and everyone involved in the team.
It is. It's great. And, we have to keep pinching ourselves because, you know, it's great to get the opportunity to go. It's great to be able to sort of lead the charge. And that's the thing about our Team Donegal Oil idea is that you need a few idiots out the front, sort of showing what's possible. And, well, we're hoping that this that Race Across America is possible. But, you know, you need a few idiots out the front, and we are those idiots for now. And, you know, hopefully there'll be more idiots to follow us. Yeah. And so, you know, this is the start of a big Donegal thing in Race Across America. I have no doubt there will be hordes and hordes of people heading across there to do that event in years to come.
Yeah. Many thanks for talking to us. Best luck, Arthur.
Thanks very much, Oisín. Good man.